You have probably never heard of something called an algal turf scrubber, but some scientists believe it could be the key to a cleaner inner harbor in the future. This week, they launched a project to install one of these things, the algal turf scrubber, at the harbor. Dr. Peter May is the senior environmental scientist with Biohabitats, the environmental group behind the turf scrubber technology research. He joins us on the WBAL Newsline. Good morning, Dr. May.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Obvious first question first. What is an algal turf scrubber?
An algal turf scrubber is an eco-technology that uses algae, attached algae, and water and sunlight to strip nutrients and inject oxygen into any water source. But in this case, we're using the Inner Harbor Water and the in support of the Waterfront Partnership's Healthy Harbor Initiative. We're on a site that's at Harbor Point, and the folks at Harbor East Properties that are developing that site for the Exelon, new Exelon headquarters have graciously allowed us to use that site, and we're very thankful for them for that.
So without getting too terribly technical, how does it work?
Well, we pump water from the harbor there by living classrooms, and we pump it up into an inclined flowway that then uses gravity to flow a thin layer of water across a mesh that algae attaches to, natural algae from the harbor. And so we're using algae that is in the harbor for good. And once that algae grows and develops, every week we harvest it. So we're effectively removing nutrients, carbon, and any pollutants out of the harbor, out of that water, and then using that algae for other purposes, maybe fertilizers. We've developed it into a biofuel, butanol, with our friends down at University of Arkansas, some chemical engineers, and we're doing that right now. And this pilot, we hope to expand to an acre more or more at Living Classrooms in Masonville, in their Environmental Science and Education Center and Green Job Center down there in Masonville by on the middle branch of the Patapsco.
Is it too much of a simplification to say you're using the glop in the harbor as fertilizer for this algae, and by sticking it into the algae, you're pulling it out of the harbor water and then you just cart it off somewhere else where you've the result is cleaner water left behind?
Exactly. I think that's great. I like the technical term glop. That's
glop, yeah.
I learned that actually, technically, it's a filamentous attached algae.
I'm glad I said glop. what's the best case scenario here? I mean, what's the potential for cleaning up the harbor?
The potential here is that we would expand this pilot. It's a 300-foot long by 1 foot wide flowway, and that's a test unit to see how the system will perform over this year. We're studying it. We're also working with Living Classrooms, the Crossroads School, and they're learning from it as well and have created their own smaller pilot unit that they're studying in the classroom. It's a middle school, a charter middle school here at Living Classrooms, and scientists from University of Maryland, myself, we're at the Algal Ecotechnology Center and the Columbus Center, the IMET. They're all working on this, and we're imparting that knowledge to some of the students, and they're learning on their own. But the goal here really is to scale it up to an acre or more size so that we can demonstrate it at a larger and larger capacity to basically process millions of gallons of harbor water per day.
The city has set a rather ambitious goal of making the harbor swimmable by, I think it's 2020. Is that realistic in your mind?
Right, swimmable, fishable 2020. That's the water, the harbor, Healthy Harbor Initiative from the Waterfront Partnership. And yes, I do think it's achievable. There's a lot to be done, but I think algal turf scrubbing is one of the many tools I think that we can use. There's a number of other initiatives underway, and we just need to go hard on them to achieve that goal.
Dr. Peter May is the senior environmental scientist with Biohabitats. Thank you, Doctor, for being with us on Maryland's Morning News.